When an object orbits a more massive body, it has a set period and radius which depend on each other.
The time taken for an object to do one full orbit is called the period. Even if the orbit is elliptical, the period will remain constant.
The orbital radius is the average distance between the center of the body and the center of the object. For the circle, the radius is always the same.
For an elliptical orbit, the radius changes.
The orbital period and radius are related, as the period squared is proportional to the radius cubed. The constant of proportionality can be found by finding the gradient of a graph of period squared against radius cubed.
This is known as Kepler's third law.
Sometimes, considering the total energy of a system, such as a satellite orbiting a planet, can be much easier than thinking about the resultant force and acceleration of an object. In a circular orbit around a planet, the satellite is always on the same equipotential, and so the total energy of an orbiting satellite is constant. The planet does no work on the satellites, so there is no loss in potential and no loss in gravitational potential energy.
The radius of the orbit does not change. The satellite does not change kinetic energy and so has a constant speed. This approach also works for non-circular orbits such as ellipses and parabolas.
This is because we can show that the total energy of an orbiting satellite is always equal to half of the gravitational potential energy of the satellite. This is because gravitational field strength follows an inverse square law.
The escape velocity is the velocity needed for an object to escape the gravitational influence of a planet. When an object is removed from a planet's gravitational pull, it loses kinetic energy equal to the gravitational potential energy it gains.
The kinetic energy lost is equal to the potential energy gained when the object is moved an infinite distance from the planet and has zero velocity.
The escape velocity is calculated by equating the kinetic energy of an object with such speed with the gravitational potential energy of the object. The escape velocity for an object in Earth's gravitational field is approximately 11 kilometers per second.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!